Have you listened to the Drew Marshall Show before? He never offends or upsets anyone.
If you're wired in a happy, clappy way and you want to go to a happy, clappy church, then go there. If you're wired in a deadbeat way and you want to sit there and get bum sores on the pew, then go there. Those are minor points. It doesn't really matter to me.
Drew Marshall always sees eye to eye with everyone.
If you want to read your prayers as opposed to creatively imagining them, or you don't want to wave flags and do creative dances and stuff, I don't really give a rip. Those are minors. People then turn them into majors, and then they become dumb church rules.
Listen every Saturday between 1 and 5 for Canada's only Christian radio talkback program, The Drew Marshall Show, right here on Joy 1250.
You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show, Canada's most listened to spiritual talkback program.
Well, folks, strap yourselves in. This is always a crazy time with this gal. Our monthly visit from our favorite Hollywood correspondent, Carrie Pomeroli. Carrie!
Drew!
What is the word?
Your theme music is the same as ESPN. You know that, right?
Yeah, baby. You know why?
Why?
It's all John Tesh, man. It's all Teshy.
Oh, and you believe that he's really Christian?
Would you stop? How could you do that?
Well, because he said that he would beat up Yanni when he was on Letterman, and I don't think that's biblical.
I would tag team him, man. I really would.
I would put money on Yanni. I don't know. He was on Dave Letterman, and Dave Letterman's like, seriously, John, if you and Yanni got into a brawl, and like John was like, I would take him down. And I was like, there's a history of violence there that he still needs to work out.
He's probably going to hire Bob Barker as his trainer, you know?
I think he's probably sitting at home watching hotel reruns.
You're killing me. But, so what's going on, Carrie? What's going on in Hollywood?
Well, we've been running around. We shot a television. We shot another episode of our pilot, Newlywed Fix It, where they come into the house of two crazy comedians with no home improvement skills. And this time I tried cooking,
but
I didn't really know how to cook, so I just made Ron a weight loss shake and some cucumbers. And so what they do is they just follow us around. It's like Nick and Jessica, but without all the divorce and debauchery.
Right.
So it's good, and so we taped, and we did a photo shoot, because you know Ron and I are supermodels.
Oh, yeah, baby. Work it.
Yeah, we were working, and so we're getting that website up, if you want to give it out to your listeners, because they'll be able to watch the television show in Canada soon on newlywedfixit.com.
Nice, but that's not running yet?
The website is up. They can go to the website and get to the pictures. But so basically, like, they had me going through Ron's closet and taking all the shirts that are, like, offensive, you know, because he wears shirts out of, like, paper towels and stuff, you know.
No, you mean like Rick Warren kind of shirts?
You know what? Does Rick Warren not dress well? I have not seen him.
Rick Warren has got those butt ugly, hi, I'm a white boy tourist, you know, visiting Hawaii.
But Ron is white and Asian, so it's like hard, you know, because he wants to wear black socks and sandals. But Ron's on a roll this week. See, I'm totally turning into Lucy because I want his career now. He was in his agent's office on Thursday, and this casting director walks by, and she goes, who are you? And he goes, Ron. She goes, are you an actor? No, you know Ron's not an actor. He goes, yes, I am. And she goes, oh, really? You trained? He goes, yeah. She goes, oh, come over. We're having auditions right now. So he goes over. He auditions for Scrubs. He auditions for Monk. They call him an hour later. He gets a call back for the next day. So, of course, I go into action. I take him to my salon. I get him a haircut. We buy him a new outfit. He goes in. They love him. He's like Forrest Gump. They're like, we love you. We got to get you an agent now. I'm like dying. 20 years I'm trying to get on Scrubs. And the casting director's like, we love you. You could be Mexican or Korean or whatever. Yeah. We love your hair. And I'm like, Ricky, tell him I said hi. He's like, here, wait in the car. I'm like, just seriously, let me in for a minute. I just want to say hi, you know.
He's ethnodextrous. Now say that three times fast.
That's a good word, little Drew.
Yeah, well, I'm not little.
So now Forrest Gump is going to get a TV show, and I'm going to end up being Stedman, and he's Oprah. But
you kill me.
Everyone's like, are you jealous? I'm like, heck yeah, but I do want to retire and eat bonbons. So so we've been doing, you know, and so now we're trying to get him in shape. And so we've been listening to Oprah Winfrey's book, Making the Connection.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, and so we're very trendy this week because Ron's got a career to build. And I'm, you know, supposed to be all this submissive Asian wife, and it's not working for me.
Carrie, I understand you had a bit of a photo shoot recently.
Yes, well, that was for the TV show. And Oh, are you asking me? Because the photographer says
yes.
It was an Abercrombie and Fitch model.
Yes, what is that?
It kind of made me cry. Oh. It made Ron cry, too. I mean, both of us were in tears by the end of it. Because you don't think those Abercrombie guys are real. Like, you look at them, you know, and I'm like, are you, and I had to ask him, I'm like, are you gay? Because, you know, I thought that's what I heard about those models, but he likes girls, and so, you know, he's like 21, he just moved to LA, and he does like Skechers, and I'm like, he's like, I do Abercrombie, I'm like, can I touch you, you know? And Ron's like, you don't want that, he looks sick, Carrie, you know, that those bumps on his stomach, that's gross. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I don't want a six-pack. I want the whole keg, honey. That's what you have, and it's good.
Yeah, baby.
He's like, I love you. I'm more is more, honey. He's like, because, you know, you would feel inadequate if you were married to him. I'm like, thank you.
Yes, yes. I'm glad he's there to keep you level. I really am.
So, yeah, I'm like, Abercrombie models, they exist, and, they, you know, like, he can lift heavy objects and stuff. He didn't talk a lot.
Yeah, but
he was really sweet.
Okay, now, but where's your hubby today? Where's Ron? I want to talk with him. Let me talk
action.
With him. What do you mean?
He's missing. He did a church show, and the Christians poisoned him last night, so he called me. I'm serious. The Christians, they put something in the chicken, because he was at the show, and he called me, and he was supposed to be home. You know, he's got curfew, and I'm like, where are you? And he's like, I'm throwing up. I'm like, where are you? He's somewhere in California. Like, and I, so he called me this morning at 7. He goes, I'm still sick. I'm like, get home, because I made him an appointment to have a facial.
Oh, yes, yes.
Because he's an actor, and, you know, that's what
yeah,
we all do. And,
exactly.
No joke. So he's getting his first facial. He calls me 2 hours ago, Drew. He goes, Carrie? And I'm like, what? He's like, I'm in the hospital. I'm like, what? That's so inconvenient for me. And he fainted. He was pumping gas, and he fainted. And then these people brought him to the hospital. I said, what hospital are you at? He goes, I don't know. And I'm like, well, what city are you in? He goes, I don't know. And I'm like, well, how am I supposed to go? You know, because his facial, they're going to charge me $10, and I don't want to pay. So I'm kind of upset.
Well, I guess you would be, yeah. Absolutely. He's pulling.
But they gave him, like, sedatives. Like, he was kind of loopy. So I was like, hello. Like, tell me all your secrets. You know, you have a gambling problem? You want to talk about it?
Yeah, he's probably pulling an Anne H., right? He's going to wander through some farmer's field in Fresno naked or something.
I don't know where he is. I do not know where my husband. True story. He's probably off, like, filming a movie for all I know. No, and this is the best part. The pastor's mother came over this morning and gave him some kind of, like, cure-all thing. And he said that's what really made him.
Oh, no.
Because he said he was drinking it. She's like, well, this may, you know, this may cause excessive, you know, consumption. Don't be far from the men's room. You know what I'm talking about? And he's like, lady, I got a 2-hour drive. And so, it just was a bad day. Just a bad day. And if anyone in Canada sees a Korean Irish guy, he could be with you.
He
Drew.
Could be.
I don't know.
He could be. Actually, we're heading out tonight. Yep, we're heading out.
He's probably ripping it up in Canada somewhere.
Oh, yeah, baby.
He's got a career, and he's too good for me, and he's going to leave me like Nick Lachey left Jessica. That's what's going to happen.
Oh,
Nick
man.
Nick Lachey has a new girlfriend, and they're saying he's going to marry her.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
wow.
Vanessa from, I believe it's Entertainment Tonight, the correspondent, and she's 25. And brunette.
Right, well, maybe.
She's dating a brunette.
Maybe Jessica will go back to her daddy's church.
Well, yeah, Pastor Joe. Yeah. I don't think they're going to let Pastor Joe back in. But, so Jessica's dating a comic now.
Oh, she,
Jessica
really?
Is dating a friend of Ron's. His name is Dane Cook, and he's a comedian.
Right.
And that goes to show you that funny guys get the chicks.
Yeah.
Dane Cook is in trouble because he had this nice girlfriend for like 4 years, and now he did a movie with Jessica, and look what happened.
Oh,
all
man.
Because Pastor Joe left the church. That's what happened.
It's destructive. It's just horrible.
It was not, you know, good. But well, we wish her all the best. And Ashley is taking over for Jessica because if you don't notice, Ashley got her nose done, and she's blonde now.
Oh, you know what? Now, when someone gets a nose job, I understand the tip goes up. Is that right? And eventually it sags back down. Is that how it works?
You know what? I'll tell you if mine starts sagging. I don't know.
No, I was talking about the nose.
Yeah. Well, there's just things, Drew. There's just things. I'm 30 now. It's just happening. But Drew, the big thing is now they're moving down to Ashley's chin. I read in a magazine today, they're like, maybe Ashley got her chin chiseled, too.
Oh, come on now.
So now we're thinking that where she did the whole shebang, the nose, the chin.
Yep.
I got to call her. I don't know. But she's definitely blonde, and she looks really pretty. And I was like,
nice.
Give me the name of her doctor. I'm open.
Nice. Well, listen, what I'd like to do, and the next time we visit Carrie, well,
yes,
of course,
sir.
It's a monthly visit with Carrie Pomeroli.
Yes, thank you. Great.
What I'd like to do is I'd like to set up a surprise phone call with a celebrity that you're in love with, actually. What do you think?
Are you joking?
Well, why not? Why wouldn't I have Kirk on the phone there with you?
Oh, my gosh. What?
Yeah. Could we do that?
Do you know him?
Well, you know, we're kind of tight. Actually,
his moment in the airport.
I know about the moment in the airport. I know about your flipping poster in your bedroom that you still haven't taken down.
And when I went to the hospital to have surgery, who was over my bed like an angel? Kirk Cameron.
Give me a break. You have issues. You got so much baggage.
I do not. I mean, he's got 7 kids and I'm happily married, but he looks amazing.
He does. He looks great. So I'll try
if
to set that up.
If you could make that happen, Drew, I would be your BFF forever. We'd be best friends.
Okay, BSF? Did you say BSF?
BFF, best friend
forever.
Where were you in high school?
I wasn't a best friend of anybody. I was kind of a loser who grew up in a funeral home by himself. Thank you very much.
But Drew, now you have a radio show where apparently you don't offend or do anything wrong, according to your promo.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever.
I love that they put that in your promo, Drew. I was like, who wrote that copy?
All right, Carrie. Listen,
yes,
folks,
sir.
I want everybody to go to carriepalm.com, and she is quite available for picnics, bar mitzvahs,
christenings.
Everything.
Beautiful. Don't poison the chicken, though.
Yeah, exactly. Keep the salmon away from the chicken. Carrie, thanks, and say good day to Ron for me. See you, gorgeous.
Bye-bye.
Carrie Pomeroli. She is an amazing woman.